of that same month, the bill was passed. And I know that on the 28th of February, we were able to announce, the ad hoc $35 million program pursuant to that legislation. If the crisis comes about that everybody's worried about, that there'll be a narrowing of the ratchet and then a dramatic tugging upward, you can reset it next year. But to fiddle with the ratchet now is to risk running out of money next year. And as I unfortunately didn't have a chance to explain to both halves of the committee, there's not assurance that the money is going to be there in the general fund. Now, I know people are saying, oh, the price of oil has firmed up. In fact, it's rallied some. And that's true. On the other hand, Nigeria's customers are walking away from it. And it's Nigeria who's going to precipitate the next round of price discounts if anybody's going to. Ecuador is already discounting, but Ecuador produces 200,000 barrels a day, and nobody really cares except Ecuador. Maybe they're supplying Argentina, I don't know, but in which case somebody else might care. The point is that there's a great deal of tension on OPEC and pressure in there to have a downside breakout of prices. And a temporary arrest in the cascade of prices may only be temporary. I hope it's not, obviously. I'd like to be able to come back in December or something like that and say, well, what do you know? There's $1 billion more in the Treasury than we thought, then instead of coming back, as I've had to the last three times, and say, it's dropped 500 million, it's dropped a billion, it's dropped 2 billion, which is, in fact, the amounts that have been happening the last several times. So, I mean, we've got a forecast, you know what's there, but there's a very real, clear, and present danger that even what's predicted to be available to spend during this fiscal year will not be realized. Our average case has better than a 50% chance of not being realized, and something less will come in. And so the important thing to remember is that unlike 1981 when AHSC ran out of money, you cannot count on having money to be able to throw at the problem next year if they run short. And that's the risk. Also, it introduces, I think, a risk, not just in terms of how the program works and how the public is going to be affected, it's going to introduce a risk in terms of how the program is perceived in the marketplace where the bonds are sold, by the rating agencies, by the bond purchasers. It's a bad precedent. The ratchet, it's a good idea. Fiddling with the ratchet just because it's causing pain now is exactly going to lead investors and the rating agencies to ask the sort of question that Senator Sturzelewski asked. Are you ever going to really face up to it and narrow it down and wean yourself off from this program? Or is this an ongoing forever and forever thing? Because there are ultimately limits as to how much bonds even AHSC can issue.
Mr. Biggins.
Thank you. I have to go in a minute, so I wanted to be able to say something on that. I think that's an important point. And if I thought that that we were really going to be undoing the ratchet, I'd really back off. But I think that fear or that paranoia, not that anybody's paranoid, but that fear, I think, if we try to be very reasonable and rational about it, there are ways of modifying the ratchet without undoing the effects of the ratchet or the main purpose of the ratchet. That's the question. Can that happen? And I guess people could say, well, it's the camel's nose under the tent and all this jazz, but the way I see the ratchet is there's an infinite, in terms of there being infinite number of points in a line, right? There's an infinite number of possibilities that the ratchet could affect, right? Some of them are very, very unlikely, but anyway, there's still an infinite number of those. And what I want to do is sort of put a shock absorber, which doesn't stop the effect, it just delays it, right? I mean, a shock absorber on a car doesn't stop the car from going back to neutral rest, but it does make it go so that it doesn't go instantly, it just sort of goes slower. And I'll put a shock absorber on the upward tug. When the ratchet comes down and picks it up and then shoots upwards, I want it to sort of have a shock absorber so that the rate the public pays, it kind of goes up slower than that, just a little. So it's, in effect, narrowing down that infinite range of possibilities to a somewhat finite or determined number of possibilities, but ones that always go towards what the ratchet is trying to do. Always tighter, always towards it, but just not quite as quickly. I don't think that undoes the ratchet. I don't think that, the ratchet is really an undefined kind of thing. I think defining it a little more, and certainly anybody that really understood it couldn't say that was undoing the purpose of the ratchet. But, Mr. Chairman, I have to go to a bond meeting, and if the other members wanted to say it, it'd certainly be fine with me. I do have to leave. There is one other thing that we could do is that we could make that motion that we held because there wasn't a quorum on our side on the commitments. But if you want to just hold all of that, we could just hold.
probably slightly going 2 hours, and we didn't agree to go at 7 o'clock. Interesting discussion, and perhaps the best thing to do is to continue informal discussions. I think we're all clear with the commissioner on his position, and the real question is what will if we limit the ratchet, what will the cost be given the market predictions that we're able to make?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner?
Not wishing to extend the debate on the question of adjusting the ratchet at all, but with respect to this particular one, when we resume the discussion, there are even some technical flaws that are going to be very serious that I would like also to be able to point out.
Full discussion.
Yes. Yeah, it is the time for tomorrow. Yes. Mr. Meekins, with regard to tomorrow's meeting, the senator is leaving town at 4:30. Would it be agreeable? Could we meet at 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Mr. Chairman, I think we could also meet at noon, but I don't know if you'd be interested for an hour and a half.
I have a 1:30 Judiciary Committee meeting.
So I was thinking about 12:30.
Pardon?
It's a while. Thank you.
That TAPS meeting is 4 o'clock.
Yes.
4:00.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, is there any possibility you could do that?
At least we'd have an hour and a half.
Perhaps we could bring sandwiches, and much as it's not in keeping with the tradition of the Senate to work during lunch hour. I'm sure in the interest of the people of Alaska, we could take that. Okay, the committee will adjourn until 12 o'clock tomorrow. The House provides sandwiches?
Yeah.
You'd like to know what it's going to be.